You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, tonight is the 11th of Rabi'ul Awwal here in South Africa. And in other parts of the world, tonight is the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal, Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Palestine, and various other countries. Nevertheless, the topic for tonight's discussion will be Miladun Nabi'il Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What occurred and transpired prior to the auspicious birth of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What happened during the time Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's honorable Maulud, Maulid, Milad? All three words are synonymous. You can say Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you say Mauludun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or you say Maulidun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you read Qasida Burda, you will find that the word Maulid also is used. So nevertheless, the point I'm making is, the question we can pose, first question, what is the need for a messenger and a prophet of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? And you need a messenger and a prophet for all times, all places, all circumstances. So what is the need? The need is this: when you study today's parliamentarians, you study today's intelligentsia, you study today's academia, then they all will say that they rely on the intelligence, on the intellect. But see the mess we find ourselves in today. So it shows we require something which must be foolproof. Not that it's First Amendment and Second Amendment and Third Amendment, no. We want something that will stand the test of time. So that which will stand the test of time must be supra-logical and will come directly from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and that is the Quran Sharif, the last and final constitution for humanity and posterity. Now that is the theory. And now who will show us who to place it and put into practice? So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, in His infinite grace and mercy, selected the Master, Habibuna wa Shafi'una Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us call this, we the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we call this Irhasatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are terms you should familiarize yourself with. What is the meaning of Irhasat? Irhas is the singular and Irhasat is the plural. The extraordinary events that took place prior to Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after the birth of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and prior to receiving the wahi in Ghari Hira, all that we will classify as irhas. And then after that, the terminology will change and you will call it mu'jizat, the miracles of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam after receiving the wahi and revelation. So you know, in Bukhari Sharif it is mentioned, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, Jesus peace be upon him, his name nami isme grami, is mentioned 25 times in a noble Quran. His Honorable Mother Sayyidah Maryam, Mary the Virgin, Maryam al-Azra, Maryam al-Batul. Your mother, sisters, you're always looking for names. So keep these names, mashallah, for your daughters and your granddaughters and children. Maryam, Abida, the one who worships Almighty Allah. Azra, the Virgin. Batul, the one who moves away from a toxic society and goes to a place where the good deeds and good actions are the predominant factor. So these are the lessons we should learn. So nevertheless, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam is protected by divine protection, taken up to the heavens and the skies. Then there's an intervening period of 600 years as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. And then Almighty Allah is going to send the final and last messenger, Habibuna, Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So these are the events that took place qabla milad. Qabl al-Milad, prior to the auspicious birth of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so about 55 days prior to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam auspicious birth, you all know the surah, chapter 105, Suratul Fil. Abraha came, he's burning with rage, anger and fury and jealousy. Why are the people going to Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa? I will demolish it. I will abolish it, like what the enemies are doing today. You didn't hear what in France they said? The right-wing opposition said every mosque, every masjid in France must be closed, Allah forbid. So till today you find all these type of threats going on. So he brought his big, big elephants and he came from Yemen and he built his own place of worship and said that I will tell them they must come there. He forgot. Selective amnesia. When Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, he and his beloved son Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam reconstructed the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. They went around the Baytullah 7 times, father and son, to see there must be no defect in the structure itself. Almighty Allah made it compulsory. Whether you come for Umrah, the minor pilgrimage, or you come for Hajj, then remember, you have to go around the Baytullah 7 times. You hear Mona Ismail spoke about the non-Muslims, so therefore we leave it open. We say, ask whatever you want to. It's not necessary you have to agree with me or I agree with you, but it's a forum, we want you to interact. So they say, why you Muslims go round and round the cube? You know, they call Baytullah, Kaaba, Musharrafa, the cube. So I told them that you see, when your clothes, my clothes get dirty, we place in the washing machine, and then it goes round and round, it spins, and then it comes out pure and clean. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, man tawafa bil bayti 50 marra, you perform 50 tawafs. In your lifetime also. Kharaja min dhunubihi kayawmin waladatu ummuhu, you come out so pure and cleansed like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. So imagine. So therefore we should always, we can't make tawaf, we can't perform tawaf anywhere in the world, only by the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. So Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam built, then he's crying. This is a place, no vegetation, no habitation, biwadin ghayri zi zara'in. But he turns to Allah, he cries. I left my beloved son Ismail alayhi salam, my honorable wife Sayyidah Hajar, Sayyidah Hajara, both ways you can pronounce it. You all know the incident. And then he made dua. Faj'al afidatam minan nas. You need to learn some Arabic. Faj'al afidatam minan nas. Ya Allah, let the hearts of some people be inclined to the Baytullah. The ulama wrote that if he had to say afidat an-nas, the whole world should be there. But he said some people must be selected by you, Ya Allah, so they can become Duyufur Rahman, become your guest, Ya Allah. So he came, Abraha. Do you know where he reached? Even today, if you go, anybody of you went for Hajj this year, you were there in that place, you came D. So you will see that Mina ends here, and then Muzdalifa starts there, and in between is no man's land. So that area is called Wadi Muhassar. So he came right till there with his big, big elephants, some of them white in color. And the aim, Allah forbid, to demolish the Baytullah, Allah forbid. Allah Jalla Wala, Kudrat Ka Karishma. Allah uses tiny little creation, the ababil, the birds. Wa arsala alayhim tayran ababil, tarmihim bihijaratim min sijjil. So, from the beaks, they're throwing down the pebbles. And thereafter, the big, big elephants. When you mow your lawn, then you see, it is like asfim ma'kul. So Almighty Allah decimated, destroyed them. Oh human being, oh history, oh geography, the greatest event of human history is going to take place after 55 days, and that will be Miladun Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You call that Irhasun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the preparation is taking place. Go to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mother, the hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explaining to Sahaba, Ana da'watu Ibrahim. I am as a result of the dua of Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. I just told you now that which duas he was reciting. So he made dua. Rabba, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Rabbana wa ba'ath fihim rasula. Oh Allah, you send the final and last messenger for all times, all places, from this place, Makkah Mukarramah. And what will be his functions? Rasulam minhum yatlu alayhim ayatihi. That he will recite the Quran Sharif for them. He will purify them. He will teach them the meaning and connotation of the Quran Sharif. And the hikmah and the wisdom and the sunnah mubarakah. Ana da'watu Ibrahim. Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua for me. And Allah accepted it. Wa bushra Isa. Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, give great tidings to me. Today also, if you go to the Bible and the Gospel and so forth, the Torah, you will find the words. But they in the Bible, they in the Torah, nowadays when they translated it, then they changed the words to comforter and so forth. Otherwise, you will find Wadi e Paran, Wadi e Faran. In Arabic, we say Faran with a fa. And if you go to Bible, you will find Paran. So that refers to Makkah Mukarramah. The final messenger will come from there. Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam is informing his people. Chapter number 61, verse number 6. Wa mubashiram bi rasuli yaati min ba'di ismuhu Ahmad. The last and final messenger. His Mubarak name, Nami Nami, Isme Grami, is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Four times is mentioned. And Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he will be Ahmad, the one who praises Almighty Allah the most. And his Mubarak Nami Nami name will be Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah praises him the most and all the time. So see, all this we'll find there. Then irhasat, I'm busy with irhasat, prior to Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Wa ra'at ummi, and my honorable mother Sayyida Amina, prior to my birth, she's already witnessing and seeing, she's in Makkah, annahu kharaja minha nur, that nur radiance, effulgence is emanating from her. And what is she seeing? She is seeing, remember, that the palaces and the tall, tall buildings, Qusuru Sham, and there she is seeing what is happening in Lebanon, in Syria, in Jordan, in Palestine, and Sayyida Amina is here in Makkah Mukarramah. The nur of the Master, alayhi salatu salam, became apparent already before the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Understand? Third one. There was the Persian Empire. And the Persian Empire, they were people arrogant like you can't believe. We are ruling the world. We are ruling half the world. And so forth and so on. Tomorrow, Monday, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Milad Mubarak is going to take place. The night preceding it, there are big, big pillars that were shining in its glory and beauty. All of them started crumbling. all of them started crumbling and falling apart. When the sun rises, then what happens to everything else? So you must remember the stars and the moon and our darkness, everything disappears. If that is for the sun, S-U-N, وَجَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ سِرَاجًا, Allah made the sun siraja, a lamp and a lantern. And what Allah says of the Master, حَبِيبُنَا مُصْطَفَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ دَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. Allah Jalla Wala did not make him a sirajul inay, sirajam munira, the greatest nur in the creation of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that is the nur already prior to the milad of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So you see the Persian Empire, now they said they had emergency meeting, what's happening? Somebody told them that now your reign is finished. لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَجَلٍ, every empire has to come to an end, and now this is your end. The last and final messenger, حَبِيبُنَا مُصْطَفَى صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ has come. You've been to Makkah Mukarramah, you've been to Madinah Munawwara, our Mawlana, Mawlana Abdul Aziz Ahmad, mashallah, our student graduated there in Darul Newcastle. We call him Mawlana AAA, Abdul Aziz Ahmad. So his son here, just now, he read Qirat. So he's a Hafiz, he's a doctor also. The other son read, mashallah, if you only understood the Urdu language, subhanallah, what words he read. So my brothers, if you've been to Makkah Mukarramah, our Hafiz Muhsin is there, my friend, mashallah. So when you go there to Makkah, this is Makkah. It's all mixed up, you know, you'll make a little mix up also. You get confused and you blow your fuses also. So see, this is Makkah. Makkah is at a slope. So the upper region, you must remember, is called Hajun. That's where the graveyard and the cemetery is. What you call Mala Mala is all wrong. Mu'alla. Mim, Ain, Lam, and Ya. Mu'alla, the upper region. And then you go there to the lower where Zamzam, Hilton, all where you stay, that is called Misfala. Okay? We are discussing Miladun Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's not only insan. Wafa'ul Wafa, there be Ahwal al-Mustafa by Ibn Jawzi, he writes this incident. He says there the jinnat, they knew the Master alayhi salatu salam's milad mubarak is going to take place. And from there in Hajun, the area on the upper region of Makkah, they started singing poetry and they started speaking about the welcoming of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what they said, the jinnat of Makkah, they said, Akarim bi mauludin wa akarim bi walidi. You, O Ummah, you must honor the baby, the infant, the Nabi of Allah, whoever was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Allah, Jalla wala. Akarim bi mauludin wa akarim bi walidi. And you must honor his parents, his father. This is prior to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam's milad mubarak. And if you want, I gave you the reference also. Next one. You go to Iraq. You must remember, do you know what is Iraq? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْإِرَاقِ. Why is Iraq called Iraq? Iraq is called Iraq. أَرْضُ الرَّافِدَتَيْنِ, the land of the two rivers. This side you have the Furat. And that side you have the Dijla. This side you have the Euphrates. And this side you have the Tigris. I've been, alhamdulillah. So you must remember that tomorrow, Habibuna Mustafa Hasallallahu Milad Mubarak is going to take place. The Furat, the current of the water, instead of going, say for example, right to left, started going reverse the other direction. To tell them, oh people, all your people's culture, all your people's politics, all your people's power, everything will collapse and fall. The current is changing now. The jinnas are celebrating. The mother is seeing the nur, honorable mother. And you must remember, you see the water also is giving you a message. Then go look at the Furat. If you want references of all this, our honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Riza al-Haq Sahib, Hafidhahullah. So he wrote a commentary, and all of you should read it. It's in Urdu and Arabic. Qasida Burda is the famous poetry by Allama Busairi. So the commentary he wrote, Ad-Durratul Farda, and you will find all these incidents I'm mentioning there in that book. Ad-Durratul Farda, the unique pearl. So he's a master of the Arabic language, Persian and Urdu. So go read the commentary in two volumes. So now, when was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Milad Mubarak? What time was it? And remember that where did it happen? So all these questions we have to answer. We all agree on these issues. There's no ikhtilaf in difference of opinion. Among the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Wulidan Nabiyul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Aam al-Fil. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Milad Mubarak took place during the year of the elephant. Meaning that incident of the elephant which I explained to you and you know. And there's no ikhtilaf and different opinions. The month was Rabiul Awwal. And the day was Monday. All this, there's consensus on it. There's no difference of opinion. What time did the Master alayhi salatu salam's Mubarak blessed birth take place? What time? See, everything is highlighted, pinpointed with accuracy. It was 20th April. The year was 571 Gregorian calendar. And what time? If you go today to the perpetual calendar, I have there in my house, Makkah and so forth. So when you look, you will see that around 435, 440, Subah Kadhib ends and Subah Sadiq Fajr time starts. The fasting time starts. Allah Jalla wa Ala is telling humanity and creation, Sanurihim ayatina fil afaqi wa fi anfusihim. We are showing our signs on the horizon. We are showing our signs to humanity. Hatta yatabayyana lahum annahu lahaq. That he, the Master alayhi salam, is the truth. The Quran Sharif is the truth. Islam is the truth. So Subha Sadiq, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grand entry takes place. The nur is coming and the darkness that is now dissipating and disappearing. See the time Allah chose. The best day, the best time, the best city, Makkah Mukarramah. If you go to Safa Marwa, even today, and you walk towards the graveyard, so when you are going in that direction, towards the Maqbara, and you will see like a small building there, nice like a library, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam honorable birth, and Milad Mubarak took place there. So you see. So remember that, so we know the time, we know the place, and we know the circumstances as well. Now what happens after that? You know Quran Kareem is telling us, Abu Lahab, Abu Lahab is the chacha, the kaka, the paternal uncle of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he was too arrogant to accept his nephew Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a messenger and so forth. He said, "Tabbal laka alihada jama'atana." That you brought us here to tell us this? No, we won't accept Allah for word. He used the word tabba, tabbal laka. Allah used it for him. Tabbadya, because he pointed his finger and hand. Tabbat yada abi lahab yuwatab. Allah is decimating you, destroying you. When the battle of Badr took place, Abu Jahl was dispatched to Jahannam. 70 of them, remember, were killed. And what happened? Abu Lahab was in Makkah. He could not understand. We are a superpower, and thousands of our people went there approximately. And Sahaba, beloved students, companions, only 313. And they beat us. So in that gham and hum, in that depression, after the battle of Badr, he died, and Quran says, so the ayat was revealed long before that, and he knew that this is going to happen. They had conviction, but the arrogance would not allow them to accept the truth, and then he dies. What is the lesson on the show? So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is Bukhari Sharif, listen carefully. Abu Lahab, who Quran says is dispatched to Jahannam, he has a female slave. The female slave is Suwaiba. Listen carefully. The female slave's name is Suwaiba. So she came running, baby born, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning it was an occasion of happiness and joy. In that state of happiness and joy, he, Abu Lahab, regarding whom the Quran Sharif states, he pointed with his finger like this, index finger and thumb. He did this to her, to Suwayba, who was the slave of Abu Lahab. That you brought this bushra, you brought this bisharat, you brought this glad tidings. I'm so elated and so happy. Anti hurra, go, I give you freedom. On the occasion of Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is it? Bukhari Sharif. So remember that he liberated, emancipated his female slave. So then they saw him in the dream and that, what's happening? He said, my condition is very bad. Quran, you know, said, but Monday comes, then here between my index finger and between my thumb, some water comes and emanates from here and trickles down. So little bit takhfif, some little bit discount I get because of my one good deed when the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam honorable Milad took place. See, brother. Even he is benefiting with this. Mondays, little bit. So we must say that this was the greatest occasion in the history of humanity that such a great, magnificent incident took place. Now who is going to breastfeed the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Sayyida Amina, the honorable mother, Suwayba, that slave of Abu Lahab, she breastfed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, Hazrat Sayyida Halima Sa'adiya. Nobody wanted to take the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, he had a gharib khandan. This is a poor family and household. Alam yajidka yateeman fa'awa. That is a yateem and a poor household. Quran spoke about it, that youngster he had. So there he's listening there now. So he asked me, which surah I must read? I say, read surah wa-duha. We're going to speak about these issues. So see, they said, no, we won't take. Allah wanted to elevate the rank and status of Sayyida Halima Sa'adiya radiallahu anha. If you know, she, Sa'adiya is a tribe. From Makkah, if you go this way, you pass Hunain. Then you go further, you pass Taif. You go further, then you come to Banu Sa'ad, where the Sa'adiya tribe is, other side Taif. So she came from that side there. And her camel came last. So nobody was going to the house where Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Milad Mubarak took place. She said, I'll take. When she just took the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she felt something special. And then, now on the return journey, she's overtaking, meaning she, her husband, they're overtaking everybody with their camel Mubarak. Now the camel is no more camel. It's a camel that is Mubarak. They asked that you change the markab. Did you change? You must remember the means of conveyance. You changed it. You came last and now you came. She said the markab didn't change. The rakib changed. The markab didn't change. The means of conveyance didn't change. The one who's on that camel, we have a special, special person, personality. The Master, she already recognized it at that time. And she said, "Wa inna lahu lashan." He has a great, magnificent status. Allah Jalla Wala speaks of that status. If you want to know about the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so go read Surah Wad-Duha. In the initial stages, Alam yajidka yateeman fa'awa. Allah found you, Ya Rasul Allah Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yateem. Yateem's definition in Islam is two things. Number one, man mata abu. The father passes away and the son, the daughter are not baligh and mature. Once they obtain the age of puberty, maturity, hadith in Sahih Muslim, la yutma ba'da ihtilam. You can't be yateem after you are baligh and mature. Today people send me questions, they married, they say I'm yateem. The lady says that my marriage, I got so many problems, but I'm yateem also. She got married, she got children, but say yateem. In Islam, once you baligh, you can't be yateem. You must remember that. So anyway, so that is what duha. And wa wajadaka a'ilan fa'aghna. Poor household. And then remember, she saw the irhasat of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh, you listeners of Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and of Radio Ansar International. This incident is in Bukhari Sharif, the one I'm to relate to you now. And is mentioned in Kitabul Istisqa, the chapter where you beg, you cry to Almighty Allah Jalla wala for aid. Lo and behold, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there in Makkah Mukarramah. And everybody can realize there's something special going on. Now suddenly famine came. And nowadays, like, you know, no rain, people are running short of water and so forth and so on. They came to Abu Talib. Abu Talib is a big minister, like, you know, he has so many portfolios. He's also the uncle of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they said, Ya Abu Talib, why you don't do something? Don't you see all these problems we are facing? We know now when we got load shedding and water shedding and Allah alone knows what shedding. So how many problems we have here? No rain in Makkah, you know, it's desert. So at that time, when we were to go for Hajj in those days there, you know, Muzdalifah and that, how many problems there were. There's no water and no facilities. I'll give you one incident. 74, I went first time. I went from Karachi studying, and my beloved parents came from here. So for Ramadan, you know. So mashallah, I spent 6 weeks, they spent 5 weeks. So then I just said, I must come every as much as possible. Then 75, I came for Hajj. I told my parents I'm to go. So I had money, let's just go. So we went for Hajj. Now that time Hajj, now imagine people went before in the 50s and 40s and so. So now the people in Muzdalifah, now for us it's still alright. You know, we can make the way that way. Now for the woman, how are you going to manage? So now some ladies, they say we want to go there and all that. So I go to the Muallim, they call Muallim, you know. I say, Baji, the ladies have to go. He say, yeah, no problem. I say, but where? It's Muzdalifah. He say, you see that bus there, and that bus, the two buses there. Then put one parda by that bus and put one parda. You look that side and this guy must look this side and tell them they must go between the two buses and do everything. That was Muzdalifah in those days. So that is all. Sometimes you're sleeping, you see something going past you. You understood? Yeah. So a lot of things used to happen then, Hajj in those days also. So anyway, my brothers, so now there's no water at all. People are crying. Listen carefully. Abu Talib said he must do something. What he does, brother, hadith, Bukhari Sharif. So, he, Abu Talib, takes Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his own hands. And he takes the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jasad Athar, Jasad Badan Mubarak, and makes the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jasad Mubarak, the Mubarak body, touch the Baytullah. And it must touch the Baytullah. He's holding the Master, and the Master's Jasad Athar is touching the Baytullah. And then Abu Talib started reading poetry. وَأَبْيَدُ يُسْتَسْقَ الْغَمَامُ بِوَجْهِهِ. He says, when I put, وَأَبْيَدُ, the one who's the fairest in complexion, the one who's the most handsome we saw, when we just made the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his infancy touch the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa, we saw the clouds coming from different directions. Yustasqal ghamam, and then the clouds, the water started coming, the rain started coming, the rahmah started coming. Yustasqal ghamamu biwajhihi, with the Mubarak countenance. The Master alayhi salatu salam, Jasad Athar, had to just touch the Baytullah, and Allah Ta'ala's mercy, Rahmat Josh mein aya, as we say in Urdu. Go open Bukhari Sharif, in Kitabul Istisqa, where you make dua for rain, you will find this there. This is after Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Master alayhi salatu salam, Milad just took place, and see already. What you call this? Irhasatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She, Sayyida Halima Saadiya, states, When the Master alayhi salatu salam would drink the milk, then go one side only, not both sides. My mother, Allah give them Jannatul Firdaus, when we think of them till now we cry. So she told me, you were such a mastan, you know. So they went to Maulana's, whatever. He say, you want milk every day and every night. 2 years come here, 2 years we carry on, you understood? Now when we study and learn, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, the genius, you see. All the fuqaha and jurors, they said, 2 years is maximum period. Imam Abu Hanifa says, one day you will think of me. Rather we say 2.5 years, because yesterday is drinking and today you say must stop, it won't happen normally. So give them 6 months extra. وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا. That is Imam Abu Hanifa's dalil, and the other ulama, they say, وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنَ. So imagine, whether you went, did you ask your mother? I went over there, because you must remember this, the bond between yourself and mother is like that. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, remember one side only. The other side, for the children, for the brother, the son of Sayyidah Halima Saadia. This is in infancy. All this are irhasatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Master alayhi salatu salam, now youth. And what do you see is happening? You see the pebbles are making salam. As-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. Go and read Hadal Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam by Sheikh Abu Bakr al-Jazairi. Go and read the books on Seerah and you will fall on your back. Which type of incidents took place? All this we classify as irhasatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We all know, in no sense we adopt the ostrich mentality and so forth. These are incidents, they are not Muslims listening now. There are some people recording for their own motives. We must show the world who was, who is, who will be the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his message. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, father, buried in Madinah Munawwara, Darun Nabigha, at the age of 25 he passed away. Sayyidina Abdullah, so he passes away. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah made it such that the test and the trial. That the Mubarak father passes away prior to Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They went to Madinah Munawwara, coming back, and the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 6 years old. He's 6 years old. And in a place called Abwa, there the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's honorable mother passes away. One day when you get chance, you know, nowadays everything is open up. So we more interested in all the malls and all that. If you tell our people this, today, if you get a good taxi driver, they will take you all to all these places. Madina Darun Nabira, where Hazrat Abdullah, Sayyidah Abdullah is buried. Abwa, where Sayyidah Amina is buried, like that. So they can show you all these places. Now the Master, alayhi salatu salam, 6 years old. Mother passed away. Father passed away, qabla al-milad, before the auspicious birth. Now who takes care? Hadinatu Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today this big tussle and conflict and all that, when it comes to custody and all these things there. So remember, the lady, her name Barakah. The lady, her name Barakah. Her kunya egdoman umme Ayman. Who was she? African lady. Dark in complexion. She takes the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam from Abwa there to Makkah Mukarrama. She brings up the Master. That side there, remember Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather. He passes away. Abu Talib comes. But who's the female? Is she Baraka, the African lady? Umma Ayman. Show the world rahmatul lil alameen. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam was brought up by an African lady. And who was this African lady? You heard just now how they read Quran Sharif and so forth. Go and learn. Let's just, tomorrow night's topic is this. Today we speak of Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tomorrow we'll speak of Wafatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What happened in the last days? of the Hayat-e-Mubarakah in Stenger tomorrow night, inshallah. So, just fast forward now. If you want, go to Sahih Muslim, you will find it. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise takes place. The Sahaba are weeping and crying. It was the saddest day. Anas radiallahu anhu says, when the Master alayhi salatu salam entered Madina Munawwara. Therefore Madina is Al-Madina. Al-Madina Al-Munawwara. Everything was shining and glittering. The Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has entered. Tala al-Badru alayna. Badr means the full moon. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you greater than a full moon, greater than the sun, greater than the creation of Almighty Allah. But the day the Master alayhi salatu salam passes away, it was as though as they became lackluster, as though the noor from bright, bright lights just came to park lights. See, the saddest day, Anas radiallahu anhu, he spent 10 years with the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, they are called Shaykhain, the greatest companions and students of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, let us go. This is Ba'da Wafatin Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After the demise of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said, let us go and visit the mother of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You understood? Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would call her Ummi Ba'da Ummi. Oh African lady, oh Baraka, oh Umm Ayman, you are my mother after my biological mother. Ummi Ba'da Ummi. Let's we also go to her. So they went. Shaykhain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar are the greatest people to walk on this earth. After all the Anbiya and Mursaleen and Prophets and Messengers. Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. When they went there, she's weeping and sobbing and crying like a child. She cried so much, Shaykhain started crying, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar started crying and so forth. Then they said, oh Umm Ayman, is not the Master gone somewhere else? That is much better, much superior. She says, I accept everything. Then what Mayubtiki, why are you still crying so much? See the African lady giving this Ummah a lesson. She said, while the Master alayhi salatu salam was here, then there was a link and connection and nexus between Arsh and Farsh, between the heavens and the earth. Today the Master alayhi salatu salam is gone. He made parda from us. And the messenger passes away. But the messenger is gone, passed away. And the message stopped. Inna al-wahya qadim qata. That are her words. Wahi stopped. And I'm not crying only because the messenger passed away, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm crying because no more Quran will come. I'm crying, no more Quran will come. Today when we tell our youngster, read Tarawih, where is it? How many rakats you going to read Rehan? Rehan say, which kind of Tarawih I must read? I must read Tarawih or must I read Farari? Oh, is he also becoming Hafiz? How many Jews? 12, mashallah. It's all my nephew, grandchildren, all of them. So this grandchildren, meaning this way, that way. I don't have children, so they all forget. So mashallah, so I always shout them. I say that, I make you all read, you don't read, then when you all read like Ferrari. You understood? So you must remember, brothers. Tell the world, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mother, after the biological mother, was an African lady. What love they had, ishq, for the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What ishq and love they had for the message, the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. Open Muslim Sharif. The Master alayhi salatu salam is in Makkah Mukarramah. And every vice possible is going on. So Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba are there. So who are the murdi'at? The honorable ladies who suckled and breastfed the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyida Amina, Suwayba, Hazrat Halima Saadiya. Our Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Rahimahullah. You all know Sabun. Sabun means soap. So Sabun means soap. So I used to sit with him for hours, but alhamdulillah. I'll tell you a nice story for him. You like stories. So anyway, so he used to search and teach us, you know. He gave me books also, so many, alhamdulillah. He passed away last year and is buried dead in Istanbul. He hails from a place called Halab, Aleppo. And he came to Makkah Mukarramah 50 years. He even was Imam of the Haram sometimes. How he became Imam of the Haram? You know those days, 60s, 70s, early, that now they're waiting for the moon and us and all. And nowadays, before time, they'll announce also, you know. I see, people tell me how they saw the moon in Makkah, Madinah. I see, they got moon samis. You understand? Their eyes are so sharp, before the moon can be born also, they will tell you they sighted it. So anyway, so now the Imam say, I'm not waiting, I'm going away. So he went away. Now they announce that moon sighted. Now Imam, so Sheikh is there, he's always in the first surf. So they say, Sheikh Tafaddal, he read 10 rakats. By that time they found the Imam, go pick up the Imam, this, that, and second 10 rakats the Imam. So he told me this happened several times. That's how he made Imam there as well. See, Allah give honor to whoever he wants, you know. Anyway, so Sheikh Sabuni, one day we stood sitting there, students. So he used to like, you know, ask us questions. So he said, today I'm asking you all a riddle. Today I'm asking you all a riddle. You know, the teacher, he asked a riddle. He said, ask Sheikh. But we know we won't know the answer, you know. He said, Uhibbul fitna. I love fitna. Now fitna, how you can love? But now it's a riddle. He say, solve it. So we all look down. None of us know the answer. Second one, wa akrahul haq. I dislike the truth. So truth you must embrace. How you can say you dislike? He asked, what's the answer? Ya Abdul Qadir, Ajib. Give answer. We just look down. We don't know who's that. So he say, wa uswalli bi ghayri huzu. I read salat without huzu. Now how you can read salat without huzu? But the riddle, you say. Then the last one, at least one we knew, you know, 25% we got. وَأَفِرُّ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. The mercy comes, we run away. So I told him, Sheikh, this is the rain. Say, yeah, at least one you got, right? So we tell him, he said, oh, tomorrow I'll tell you. I said, no, Sheikh, tomorrow we don't know what's going to happen. Tell us now. So he just laughed. He said, come, I teach you. أُحِبُّ الْفِتْنَى. I love fitna. إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَى. Your wealth, your assets, your children, your grandchildren. Fitna, they are a trial and a test for you. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on a mimbar mubarak. Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, we call them Hassanain. They walking. Wa alayhima ahmaran yamshiyan. They had red clothes on, very, very young. And they stumbled and tripped over one another. The Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped the khutbah halfway and went and picked up Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his beloved Nawasa, and in Arabic you say Sibt, his beloved grandson, one in the right hand Mubarak, one in the left hand, kissing them, embracing them. The khutbah goes on, Sadaqallah, Allah spoke the truth. Innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna. I am a Nabi of Allah, selected by Allah, not elected by people, but my heart could not tolerate it, that my beloved grandchildren are lying there. So I stopped and picked them up and kissed them. You see what is the meaning of fitna now? Who doesn't love wealth and children and grandchildren and so forth? Wa akrahul haq. I dislike the truth. So which one is ready for death? You'll die now. Wasn't what you say? You die now? You ready? Al-mawtu haqqun. Al-mawtu haqqun. You go to the hospital and clinic and say, Maji, you want to die? You say, you want to die? What are you doing in the hospital? What do you think? Huh? So nobody. We all got that natural fear for death. So that. Nobody's Abu Huraira. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu warda, the greatest student of the Master alayhi salam in the field of hadith, 5,374 ahadith. He's in Sakarat, his last moments. Ibn Kasir has mentioned it in Al-Bidaya wa Nihaya, and he raises his hands. He says, Ya Allah, I'm coming to you. What does he say in the ending, brothers? Allahumma inni uhibbu liqa'ak. Oh Allah, I love meeting you. فَأَهِبَّ لِقَائِهِ. Ya Allah, you love me. Me and you will say. We will look for doctor and look for this one and this one. Sahaba. So remember this. أُحِبُّ الْفِتْنَةِ Our love for our children, our wealth. أَقْرَوُ الْحَقِّ We have the natural fear for death. Hadith in Tirmidhi. مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ Who loves meeting Almighty Allah, Allah loves meeting him. وَمَنْ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ A person detests meeting Almighty Allah, then Allah also hates meeting him. So Siddiqa says that Aisha said, Ya Rasulullah, but we all have that fear. Then the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, No, when a Muslim hears about Allah's mercy, then he wants to meet Allah. And when the non-Muslim hears about Allah's punishment, chastisement, then he hates and detests meeting Almighty Allah. That is the meaning that she, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made for her. Third one, وَأَفِرُّ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ Now you see Somalia, make dua for Somalia. The worst famine in the past 40 years, the experiencing, they're expecting millions of people to pass away because of starvation. How much we ate just today? This Friday, just see how much we ate. Breakfast, lunch, supper, then after the program, go to Muhammad Bhai Chauhan's place, another one, midnight snack, and this snack. And so you don't see our weight, how it picks up and all that. No, no, no. Therefore, when I stand on these members and all of them, I can't stand like this. I must have the asa, otherwise I'll fall down. I went to Wits University. Now, 1 month, 2 months ago. So I asked them, where's the asa? They said, no asa. I said, how are you guys? So Allah says, I saw a broom there. I said, bring the broom there. Turn the broom upside down and we use it. And I announced on the radio. I said, brothers, so I'll go there now, I'll see. Brothers, we need one. And then I went to UJ, University of Johannesburg, originally Rao. They got such a big asa, like a vuvuzela, you know. So I told them, what the big asa you got? Better cut half and send it to us. And this type of thing. So see how big we are, like giants, you know, size 13 shoes and 6 feet tall. If I stand here like that, I'll fall down. So much we eat and drink and all. See? So now, see what he said? وَأَفِرُّ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ Allah's mercy, come, we run away. What Allah says? وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا قَنَتُوا وَيَنْشُرُ رَحْمَةِ When people become disillusioned, disappointed, Ya Allah, finish, we won't get. Allah says, never lose hope in my mercy. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Whenever you want to make dua, my brother, my sister, my listener, speak to Allah. Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. Ya arhamar rahimin, ya arhamar rahimin. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. And then see what will happen. But dil se mangna, that is from the bottom of the heart, speak to Allah. So that is the rahmah. Wa yanshuru rahmata Allah. Scatters his mercy, his rain. وَأُصَلِّي بِغَيْرِ هُوْتُ How are we going to read Salat without Hudu? So Shaykh is smiling with us now. How are you going to read, Shaykh? So one guy shouted, Salatul Janaza. Salatul Janaza, la yajuz, ya Shaykh, بِغَيْرِ هُوْتُ You can't read Salatul Janaza without Hudu. So Salat عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْمُصْطَفَى صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ To read the Durood Sharif is better with Hudu. But without Hudu? Permissible. You see how they solve it? So you see how we linked it up now? So my time is almost up, my brothers. I just wanted to give you a gist of what is really Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We must live every day showing our love to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not only in Rabiul Awwal, not only on 12 Rabiul Awwal. Every message of the messenger take to the world. And have that conviction. We have the best and we want to share it with the rest. How can we be so stingy and miserly? Allah gave us the best and we don't want to give it to others. That is a crime if you ask me. So my brothers, that message I gave you of who? Baraka, Umme Ayman, the African lady. I was telling of Sheikh Sabuni, this was an academic discussion, this ulama here. Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabudi, our honorable ustad, he wrote, he came twice to South Africa. He wrote that Umme Ayman radiallahu anha, هي من مرضعات رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. She is also one of the ladies who breastfed the Master صلى الله عليه وسلم. Deliberately, I'm giving you that reference. Why? To show you, if you, many ulama say that is open to debate, but that's academic discussion. But you can tell this to the world. Some ulama have written, like Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, an African lady, she breastfed our master, Habibuna. How Allah selects whoever He wants to. So my brothers, you see, we grew up with apartheid. So sometimes we also bring this apartheid so much in us. Instead of giving a positive message of Islam, we give a negative message of Islam. That's wrong. Islam for all and all for Islam. Understand? That is what we must do. That is the need of the hour. We left the vacuum so the LGBT guys came in. We made the vacuum so the gay guys came in. We left the vacuum and all these upside down characters. Today, you know, people send me what news. So one chap sent me, I don't know, somewhere in Durban, headlines in the paper, they stole the whole train from the railway station. You know? So I give a reply. I say, that can only happen in South Africa. I take the whole train also. Maybe inside the train you will find some policeman sleeping also. You know? Say, that is our South Africa. It's a miracle country, this. You turn right, you turn left, you go this way. Everything mix up, you know, understood? Understand? But for us, it's the best country. Why is the best? You see these radios? Not one Muslim country will allow you. Not one Arab country. For me, first guy, they'll lock you up and put you in jail. That's what they will do. So we got this opportunity, brothers. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala reward all our brothers, mashallah, who are assisting us. So you, the honorable imams here, I think it's Mawlana Jedward and our Sheikh Ibrahim, the Muazzin, all the trustees, our Baji, Chohan, Muhammad, and all of you, I don't know who else, all the Muswallis, Barakallahu Fik, Jazakallahu Khairan, and to all our sponsors, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the Capital Group, and our Radio Ansar, all the directors, and our Sirius FM brother Faisal Asmal, Yusuf Asmal. So inshallah, we got 3 minutes left. So 9:30 I have to cut off. You know, people have to carry on with their programs. So inshallah, tomorrow we will discuss briefly. You can't, this lengthy discussion, but wafatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Stenger, and what happened during the last days. And remember that every different aspect of the Sirat al-Tayyibah, Hayat al-Mubarakah of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, study it, analyze it, and teach it. So how people know about the soccer players, how many goals they scored, how many centuries the cricket player, everything they know. That is irrelevant for us. Learn about the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The love will increase, and it will filter down to the children as well, inshallah. So let's make dua, and my last appeal to all of you, Masjid al-Aqsa, Masjid Ibrahim Khalili in Hebron, they had a concert there. Can you believe the Chutlas and Jews had a concert, their piano, everything, dancing in our masjid. That is halat going on. So you should know all these type of things there. So Allah Jalla wa'ala protect all our masajid, the Haramain Sharifain, and Masjid al-Aqsa, Masjid Ibrahim Khalili, and all our masajid. Allah Jalla wa'ala accept us all. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم إنا نسألك جنة الفردوس. اللهم إنا نسألك جنة الفردوس الأعلى. اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه. اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين. اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين. اللهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبق منهم احدا. قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.